Blog Talk Radio. Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo on tonight and every night here on CMS Network and Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I am so glad to wrap this thing up with you all. I mean, y'all been riding and dying with me, and I appreciate that we have new followers. We have new countries that... new continents that we are being listened to on, and I am just beyond thankful for that. You have been amazing to me. You keep me going. You keep me pumped. You let me know that I'm in my purpose and that it is all, and that all is well and good. I appreciate that so much. So let's recap 2020. 2020 has been quite a year. Now, it's been a pretty rough year for the world, but some people actually thrived in this climate. And I have to say, I am one of those people. I had a lot of good things happen to me this year that I felt like, oh, hell was breaking loose otherwise. So I am thankful for that, but I was able to make a way for other people through what I'm doing. Which is, of course, education for the arts. But my heart goes out to the people who have died based on COVID-19, due to COVID-19, people who are still dying from COVID-19 in this pandemic, the people who died of natural causes. We've had some pivotal people pass away, from Kobe to Chadwick Boseman to my alum, Natalie Reed. I can go on and on. So many people that have passed on that were absolutely amazing and beneficial in every single way by using their light to light the world. And it's just disappointing, but when it's your time, it's your time. And hopefully we were all smart to give them their flowers while they were alive. But man, I've said this before in another episode, but I had some pivotal, vital moments for myself and how I think of myself and who I'm around, what I put into my life, and how people should treat you and care for you first, because in your life you will understand the most pivotal points in your life. The most important times in your life are with the people closest to you. And there are five signs of love. If these people are making sacrifices for you and they're not intentionally hurting, one, they are making sacrifices for you. Two, they won't intentionally hurt you. And three, they'll defend you. Four, they're consistent. Five, they apologize when they're wrong. These are the people that love you. Keep them. The ones who intentionally hurt you, the ones who consistently hurt you and will put you out, leave you out to hang and don't give a crap whether you live or die, won't apologize for anything they do that's wrong when they know insistently that they're doing it on purpose. Please get rid of those people. I know I have. There's one in particular that I can damn near say I hate, but I know better, because that ain't nothing but the devil. But I have learned that person came in my life to show me where my weak points were. And because I didn't know it was coming, Lord, that stuff will hit you out of the blue, off guard. You don't know, and you think you got everything together, and then you have this just idiot or demonic spirit of a person that will just try to tear you down, or an institution. It could be your job, which is why I keep promoting starting your own business, people, minorities and women out there. You got to start your own business. You can work for people that will just drain your spirit. And if you're an artist, that's really, really hard on us. So I suggest you start your own. We have upcoming classes, and we have a 12-step system where you can get your own business started right away. So I can't wait to start those things. We're going to start talking about that at the beginning of the year. Plus, we have a book coming out, which is called The CMS Network, Cleopatra Memphis Studio. So you all get to take a little dive into our company and to me and to why this thing got started and why we're going to keep doing what we're doing. But Lord have mercy, I swear. And I don't want to dwell on anything bad, but you have to kind of give and counter as to who's in your life. And if you have low self-esteem or low self-worth, you're going to keep those people around knowing well that they don't belong in your life. They do not serve you. Or you're going to stay on that job that you know will crush your spirits and just easily get rid of you. You have to walk out on faith, because there is nothing like believing and trusting in God. And yes, y'all know I'm a Christian lady, not the fake Christians, y'all. Not the racist, not, I'm not with the racist Christians or the judgmental Christians or the fake ones. I ain't that. I'm here not trying to be holier than thou, but trying to walk the walk and talk the talk. And that's why in my countenance, from how I talk to how I dress is going to be showing exactly that. But hey, Toby Nwagwe said, I hope I pronounced his last name correctly, try Jesus. Please don't try me. That's all I got to say. Just don't do it, y'all. Don't do it. I'm human and God ain't through me yet, okay? And I'm going to live my life right. But, hey, you know, we're going to test the spirit by the spirit, and you don't want any spirit. That's all I got to say. Y'all, I'm just kidding. But I'm just telling you, there are things that will test your character as an artist, as a professional, as a mother, as a father, as a daughter, as a sister, as a brother, as a son, as a friend. And you will have to rise to the occasion, because you know if you don't pass in that moment, that is where you need growth. You haven't hit that moment of maturity. And it takes a moment. It's in that time where you have a mental pause before you react. And sometimes you just have to let it fly. But in that moment when there's nothing left to say, when you can redirect that negative energy or those negative vices that come towards you, it's nothing like it. That's called evolving. That's called arriving. And everybody, all of us are working to get there every single day. Even if you're succumbing to health issues, like I have, or even if you're succumbing to losing your business or, you know, losing loved ones, it's time to rise to the occasion, y'all, because this is that time. And hopefully you all have utilized 2020. If you look back, when can you think of a time that you had time? Where was it, people? We didn't have the time. So if you didn't utilize this 2020, you didn't capitalize on propelling yourself forward. You're going to go into the next year, unfortunately, dealing with the same issues. But this right here was a moment in time where we may not ever get it again, that you got to sit down with yourself and rest and enjoy your family and take time for yourself. If you did right in quarantine, if you didn't catch anything, Lord bless you. But this was the time to cultivate a new you, get to know God, because it's nothing but you two. It's nothing but you and God. You come in this world by yourself and you leave by yourself. And it's a scary thing for a lot of people to be by themselves. So a lot of people don't like being alone. They don't like the sound of silence. There is no sound in silence, but no sound can be the loudest sound.
And if you can't stay in your own company and your own thoughts, you might have an issue. You might have an issue. And I understand about the withdrawal it is to be, if you're with someone, a significant other or your family, how hard that can be. How you may want them to be around, how you're going to miss them. But you have to understand why God allowed this to happen and to put you in that position, because this was for you. This was solely for you. So creatives, I hope you created your project. I hope you began to write your book. If you want to get married, I hope you began to prepare to be a wife or look up the right information to do that. If you're preparing to be a husband or and a mother and father, if you're preparing to be a business owner rather than talking about it, be about it. Getting the necessary research. If you're talking about being debt-free, this was the time to do it. This was the time to do it. And also, this year came out with so many things that were hidden in plain sight, especially for the African-American and minority community. It was hidden in plain sight, but not hidden. It was right there in your face. So I am so thankful to the Black Lives Matter movement, also for the entire world for recognizing us as Black men, Black women, Black children, mothers and fathers and sons and daughters, and saying that we matter. That means so much to me to see the signs and to know it's not cliche and it's actually something being done about the things that are going on in this world that we've been dealing with all our lives. I'm so thankful for all of you for supporting us. I'm so thankful for everyone stepping up to the plate and making your voices heard, even with your rocking the vote, Georgia. Hello. Hello, Georgia. So we have Kamala Harris in office, the first woman and minority Black woman vice president, and Joe Biden. We are so thankful to that everyone stood up and got them in place and got them in a place where we can have some peace. It's nothing like peace, y'all, because when you get peace, you get prosperity. Peace is in prosperity. Prosperity is within peace. So that's within the country. That's within your own personal life. So I am thankful for my peace right now. I am so thankful for that because I have had to deal with some unpeaceful, evil situations at some points in this year. And God, it's lessons I never thought I'd had to learn in that way, but I'm so thankful I learned them because that's a lesson I'll never have to learn again. Okay. And it made me recognize and be able to see it immediately if it comes my way. And like Yonla said, when crazy comes, cross the street. Thank you, Elin Yonla. I'm trucking on across the street. I'm going to cross the street. So I am appreciative of my life. I'm appreciative of my health. I'm appreciative of the people who helped me. I'm appreciative of having, you know, being able to clothe myself, bathe myself, being able to drive, being able to smile, being able to have my mind. And I know you are in the same place if you are in that place. If you're not, you will be in that place. Nothing happens by osmosis, and whatever it is, you can survive it. But this is the end of the very last show of Cleopatra Memphis Studios for the year 2020. And I guess they said 2020, hindsight is 2020, and it definitely was this year. It definitely was this year. I think they already had some inkling as to what was going on. So on this day and until the new year, reevaluate your situation, reevaluate yourself, and make it better. So until next year, people, I love you. Thank you for being here for me. Thank you for listening to me and listening to all of us and our stories. Thank you for all the authors that came on, all the guests that came on and shared their stories this year for 2020. Thank you for everyone that was a part of making Cleopatra Memphis Studios possible. We thank you, we love you, and we want you to do well, continue to be great. Shout out to Sofa Real Productions in conjunction with Cleopatra Memphis Studios.